Chapter 67, Corrections and Bear Markets, the Prozac Chapter. Warning, this chapter is for mature audiences only. It may cause worry, sadness, and general malaise. These next two chapters suck. I mean, the lessons are okay, but the content is awfully depressing. But we are all big boys and girls. As investors, we shouldn't kid ourselves. Let's have an honest look at what happens when things don't go as planned. By the end of these lessons, you'll be familiar with all things bad when it comes to investing. You'll hear many of these words I'm going to talk about thrown around in news broadcasts and articles. Let's become familiar with them so they're not so scary. The first two I'm going to talk about, corrections and bear markets, relate to the stock market and how much stocks are going down. Now, this should be fun. So what's a correction? First of all, what's with this term? When you hear correction, don't you think that's something good? I mean, there was something wrong or off, and then there was this wonderful correction that came along and fixed it. But in the investment world, a correction is not a wonderful thing. A correction is when the price of a stock, mutual fund, bond, or index, like the Dow Jones or S&P 500, drops. But then they get fancy and say, well, not just drops, but it has to drop by 10% or more. If the Dow Jones drops by 9%, then it's not a correction. If it drops by 10.34%, then magically we have a correction. It's silly, I know, but that's what it means. But why do they call it a correction? The thinking is that the market or stock went up in value too much, and that when it drops, it is really more in line with what the real value is. It's like a little kid running around being crazy. You give the kid a timeout and then he calms down. That's the thinking, but it's kind of ridiculous. A correction, really? It's really just a nice way of saying, you lost 10%, but don't worry, because now your investment is at the price it really should be at. Anyway, that's what a correction is. Next, what about bear markets? What the heck are those? You may remember that a bear market is one that, what, goes up or down? Well, bears use their claws and strike down at their opponents. So a bear market is one that is going down. This is almost identical to a correction. But instead of the investment or index dropping by 10%, with a bear market, it has to drop by 20% or more. So corrections and bear markets focus on how much the stock market is going down. Yay, how fun. But if you really want to be depressed, just wait until the next lesson.